안녕, it's Ari, your talkative Korean friend and weekend reminder. This is the very first edition of 안녕 Ari, formerly known as the Legit Korean. Nothing much different than before, actually, other than the new name and a few small layout changes. As you all know, this is the narrated version of my weekly email newsletter of the same title. So you can subscribe to my email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. And before starting, I want to say that I hope you enjoy listening to my podcast and reading my newsletter as much as I always love researching what to talk about here and trying my best to write and speak in English, you know, my second favorite language in the world. And thank you so much for being my subscriber slash friend. Now let's start today's podcast. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, or anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today, I prepared two stories. Here they are. The first story is about a new kind of reality dating show that has just begun and is a hot potato on Korean internet. The show is called 남의 연애, which means both men's romance and others' romance in Korean, and is the first ever Korean gay reality dating show. The show aired its first episode, revealing 6 good-looking participants of the show. Though I heard that there are more participants, but they are not revealed yet. As I'm recording this podcast, and the participants are placed together in a house for 8 days to find a partner. And in the house, there are 3 rooms. One is for 3 people with 2 beds. So this is important. 3 people and 2 beds. And another room for 2 people. And lastly, a room for 1 person. So since the house is for 6 people, but it is said that there are more than six participants, it looks like there are gonna be some dropouts. And the participants can change their roommates 3 times during the stay. I haven't watched the show yet. I only watched short clips. And based on what I watched, it looks like they go on a date, and after the date, they call the person they like. They have this cute phone booth with a heart sign. In the booth, they call the person they like, and they say things like, "Oh, I had a good time with you today," you know? So it was very much like an ordinary reality dating show, which makes me cringe. Actually, I'm terrible at watching a reality dating show, and this show was no different. I couldn't even finish a 7-minute long highlight video. Anyway, while some already begun to ship couples in the show, others are worried about the show's bad influence on kids. I saw worried comments saying the show could turn kids into gays because of good-looking participants of the show. And I have to say, I agree with one point, you know, they really are good-looking. I was very surprised. I tried to find where you can watch this show in your country, but I couldn't find it. But this show is available on Wave in Korea, which is a Korean streaming service. Next story is about free school lunch. So as of 2022, all public and private schools in Korea offer free lunch to students. But there's been no free lunch for free school lunch. It took over 10 years and one dedicated mayor for this. In 2010, Seoul City Council passed the bill of offering free lunch to students in Seoul. Oh Se-hoon was the mayor of Seoul at the time, and he publicly objected to the bill, saying it's populism. He said free school lunch will create indiscriminate inequality and lead to collapse of public finance. And he even risked his job to abolish the bill after he announced holding a referendum regarding the bill in 2011. He cried and knelt his knees in front of reporters, saying he will resign as the mayor if the vote rate is under 33.3%, regardless of the result. The vote rate turned out to be 25.7%, and because it was so low, the result was not announced. And then he resigned, as he promised. And he got really famous for this event. You know, he got ridiculed for risking a Seoul mayor job not to give children free lunch. But his very public sacrifice helped free school lunch become a nationwide issue, and eventually, after 10 years, all students have free lunch. But you know, there's a saying that time heals all wounds, right? South Korea had a local election last month, and can you guess who got elected as the mayor of Seoul? I think you already know the answer. It's Oh Se-hoon, and he's considered one of the possible next presidential candidates for the Conservative Party. The last thing I prepared is mic drop, where we practice Korean speaking with a K-drama line or K-pop lyric, or just anything else. After practicing, you can record your voice and send your voice message to me. This week, thankfully, I got 4 voice messages. Here they are.
머리 좋습니다. 옷도 좋습니다. 신발 좋습니다. 연말까지 좋습니다. 오 머리 신발 연말 다 다 좋습니다.
머리 좋습니다. 옷도 좋습니다. 신발 좋습니다. 양말까지 좋습니다. 옷, 머리, 신발, 양말 다 좋습니다. 머리 찾고 얼마 만에 여기네 아마존. 아, 마, 존조르 존조르 존.
머리 좋습니다. 옷도 좋습니다. 신발 좋습니다. 양말까지 좋습니다. 옷, 머리, 신발, 양말 다 좋습니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 리사예요. 머리 좋습니다. 옷도 좋습니다. 신발 좋습니다. 양말까지 좋습니다. 옷, 머리, 신발, 양말 다 좋습니다. 물에 젖고 물만 많은 여기는 아마존. 아, 마, 존조르 존조르 존. 감사합니다.
Thank you, Chris, Michelle, Ian, and Lisa for sending me your lovely voice messages. I mean, I don't know what to say. I was blown away. You all did a phenomenal job. I was very, very impressed. And thank you for doing the 존조로 존조로 존 part. Actually, I thought there could be no voice messages this week, you know, because it was too difficult or, you know, too embarrassing to do. But I was wrong, and I'm so happy that I was wrong. Oh, and I have an update for Miss Solis, who rapped this line. You know, she's a former part-time employee of a Korean theme park. And actually, she recently, very recently, I think it was just last week or something, last weekend, her new advertisement came out, and this time it's ice cream. So she's super, super popular right now in Korea. And I even saw that elementary school students are doing this rap at school. Okay, now let's move on to today's mic drop line. Since it's summer, I prepared a scary story that is very, very popular here in Korea. So listen to the line and guess what it means.
너희들 그 괴담 몰라? 거지같이 입고 다니면 전남친이나 썸남, 첫사랑하고 반드시 마주친대잖아.
One more time.
너희들 그 괴담 몰라? 거지같이 입고 다니면 전남친이나 썸남, 첫사랑하고 반드시 마주친대잖아.
So this line is from K-drama Yumi Cell Season 2. And the line means, don't you guys know that scary story? It's said that you must come across your ex-boyfriend, date, or your first love when you're fully dressed. How scary it is. This is a nightmare. Let's learn two words in this line. So 전남친 is ex-boyfriend, and it's an acronym of 전 남자친구. So repeat after me, 전남친. And can you guess what is ex-girlfriend? Ex-girlfriend is 전여친. So 전남친 is ex-boyfriend, and 전여친 is ex-girlfriend. And second word we're gonna look at is 썸남. It might be hard to pronounce. It's 썸남. So it's 썸남. And this word means date, you know, a man with whom one has a romantic engagement. So this word is consisted of two words. And you know, I mean, no, two alphabets, you know, 썸 and 남. And 남 means man, you know, a man. And actually, 썸 is not Korean. It came from an English word, something. And we pronounce something as something, you know, it's a kind of Korean way, English pronunciation. And something means, I don't know why, but something came to mean romantic engagement. So 썸남 means a man with whom one has something. And that something is romantic engagement. And this word is for men. But if you want to talk about a woman with whom you have a romantic engagement, it's 썸녀. So 썸남 is a man and 썸녀 is a woman. Okay, now we know the words and it's time to listen and repeat. If I remind you again, today's line is, don't you guys know that scary story? It's said that you must come across your ex-boyfriend, date, or your first love when you're fully dressed. Now get your mouth and tongue ready. You can totally do this. I believe in you. Believe in yourself. We're gonna do this three times. Let's start.
너희들 그 괴담 몰라? 거지같이 입고 다니면 전남친이나 썸남, 첫사랑하고 반드시 마주친대잖아.
"너희들 그 괴담 몰라? 거지같이 입고 다니면 전남친이나 썸남, 첫사랑하고 반드시 마주친대잖아.
너희들 그 괴담 몰라? 거지같이 입고 다니면 전남친이나 썸남, 첫사랑하고 반드시 마주친대잖아.
You did a great job today. I'm so proud of you. Please don't forget to record your voice and send your voice message to me. You can find the link of my voicemail in the description of this episode. If you send it by 4 p.m. Wednesday, July 27th, Eastern Time, your voice will be on the next podcast episode. And if you subscribe to my email newsletter, you can check out the text of today's mic drop line and the list of words that are used in the line, and also the cooking video of tomato sauce tteokbokki, which is my Korean food pick of this week. As always, thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. Stay hydrated. Please take care. If you liked my podcast, share or leave a review and rate. If you want to leave your 2 cents about today's podcast or say hi to me, leave a comment on my email newsletter. And I'll be back next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕.